This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Yankees are in Kansas City to start a series with the Royals, and Gary Sanchez is starting to heat up. In the third inning, Sanchez steps up with two men aboard and Jason Hamill on the mound.
Hamill checks the lead man at second, brings the pitch home. Sanchez swings, drives it to center and deep. Kane is back, and that ball long gone. Home run, 3-0 New York. Now number 9 hitter Chris Carter, who singled and scored on the 3-run home run by Sanchez. The 1-1 on the way, swung on and hit high in the air. That might get some help from the wind. Kane going back at the wall. He leaps, and it is gone. A home run by Chris Carter to make it 5-0 Yankees. For Carter, just his second home run of the year. And now Ellsbury will be the batter. He's one of the rare Yankees yet to reach. Holiday is 0 for 4, and Ellsbury is 0 for 3. Here's the 2-1 and a swing and a line drive. That's past Hosmer into right field. In comes one, and it's 6-0 New York. Racing to third is Judge, and that's three straight hits after the Yankees made two outs. Well, here is Tyler Clippard out of the bullpen. He has been their best setup man this year, going 0-1 with a 1.17 ERA in 17 games. And he has struck out 21 batters in 15 and a third innings. He'll face Whit Merrifield with the bases loaded. 2-2 pitch. Tried to check a swing, but he went. Merrifield is out on strikes, and the Royals are done in the seventh. They leave the bases loaded, do not score. We head to the eighth inning, all Yankees 6-0.
Tyler Clippard strikes out Whit Merrifield to end the frame. The Yankees go on to win 7-1. CC Sabathia ends up going 6 2/3 scoreless to get the victory. He beats Kansas City for the 20th time in his career, and the Royals' four-game win streak comes to an end. So the Royals are unable to solve CC Sabathia on Tuesday. Here's KC skipper Ned Yost.
Well, the two home runs obviously hurt him, but he did a nice job of getting two strikes, but just really had trouble putting guys away. He was trying to expand, and it was just a fight for him. Ended up with no strikeouts, just couldn't put guys away when he was ahead in the count.
I know it was a low leverage spot, but what are your thoughts on the struggles Travis Wood of late?
Yeah, I mean they're a little surprising, you know. It's just like he can't gain momentum. He can't get into a good groove right now. And, he hasn't pitched in 6 days, but he's been doing his side sessions and stuff. And, it's just right now it's been a struggle for him.
Speaking of momentum, offensively, squared a few up early.
We did early. Hit balls right at guys. So, I mean, we had 8 hits tonight. Not a great night offensively, but we had guys hit the ball on the nose and had not much to show for it. Right. No. I mean, looked the same. I mean, ended up giving a base hit on a pretty good pitch to Carter, and two pitches that I thought were close for a walk, and then elevated a pitch that they drove, that Sanchez, a big strong guy, drove out of the ballpark.
Obviously, too, you can't make mistakes too.
No, you can't. That's a pretty power laden team over there, and they can put the ball over the wall.
Jason had turned the corner with that Indians game, and just
did I what?
That Jason had turned the corner with the Indians game, and when he went to the stretch. And
well, I mean, you don't really think you turn the corner after one game, but it was an encouraging. And he's been, he's been more around the plate. Like I said, he did a good job of getting the two strikes today, but just you could see him fighting, trying to expand in the zone, and, just couldn't quite accomplish it.
A rough night for Royals starter Jason Hamill, who allows 5 runs on 9 hits over 6, including 2 round trippers. Hamill is now 1-5 on the season.
For today, honestly. I think most of the games have, those first two innings, yeah, they've been maybe scoreless, but, you know, trying to work too hard through those. I would figure the beginning of the game should be pretty easy. I have kind of the advantage early. But today was two strikes, couldn't get any swings and misses. Had a lot of had of hitters today, and I just couldn't put them away. And, you know, they worked their way back into an account, and I would make a mistake. You know, obviously it was two balls that left the yard that hurt me. But, you know, trying to stay positive and just continue to work. You know, it's close. But, yeah, I got to find a job, find a way to do a better job of establishing, just basically coming out and establishing a better tone early. Because just in my starts, you know, early give up a run, and, you know, we got to battle back. I got a whole run for these guys.
Where were you trying to get that pitch to Sanchez?
It was supposed to be a heater down the way, and just came back over the plate. And then the ball that Carter hit was a slider that was, it was off, but it was more of a cutter than a slider. And it was just, the slider today was a little flat. So, you know, that provides backspin to get up in the air and wind kind of carry a little farther.
Is it a little frustrating too? Because after that Cleveland start, I know you felt like you were, you know, starting to find a groove a little bit. In these two setbacks, is it a little bit of level of frustration there?
Yeah, I mean, the last two starts, it's been homers. It's really hurt me. You know, Tampa game, give up two homers there. That's four runs. You know, it's frustrating because you can't work your way around those. If it leaves the yard, that's a run. You know, you can leave runners on base by giving up hits and fielder's choices here and there, but. You know, it's I got to do a better job of keeping the ball in park. Outstanding defense behind me tonight, too. It could have been a lot worse, if you think about it.
Yeah, like Carter, too. I mean, he doesn't even have to seem like he has to hit it hard. And goes.
Both the guys that hit it out tonight are strong boys, so, you know, and they're mistake killers. So, and they got a couple of them and did what they're supposed to. They're big league hitters, so, you know, I just got to do a better job of getting down in the zone and executing the game plan with two strikes. I can get two strikes for whatever reason, just can't put them away right now.
Jason, you went to the, obviously went to the stretch a couple starts ago, probably been searching for other things. Have you, you know, gone back and looked at, you know, last year or the year before, just trying to get back to kind of where you were, you know?
I'm trying not to think too much about it. You know, I've been doing this for a long time now. If I start thinking too much, you kind of get in your own head. My bottom line right now is I got to execute better. It's that simple. Mechanically, I don't think I'm doing too much differently. Obviously, the out of the windup, it makes it a little more repeatable, but still, I think I'm trying to do too much. You know, that game against the Indians, you know, I was aggressive in the zone, which was good. This game here, the last two games, I would say I was trying to be aggressive, but I'm probably trying to do too much. I guess, I don't know if you understand the both, but being aggressive in the zone is throwing quality strikes in the zone and then playing off of that. But trying to do too much is basically trying to throw too hard or make the perfect pitch. So it's more or less just trying to get back to being me and establishing the bottom of the strike zone, get the ball on the ground. And that'll take me in the right direction.
And Hamels battery mate Salvador Perez has a rough night at the plate. He goes 0-for-4 and his 9-game hit streak comes to an end.
Keep the ball down, he hit both sides to the both play, and got pretty good combination, his pitch, you know? So, it's pretty good, man.
He has a lot of success against you guys. Any particular reason for that? He's been struggling lately and just came in here.
But he did not as baseball. Sometimes you're going to see some team, you're going to dominate it. So, he was good tonight, actually. And you guys know CC back of the day more than me. He's a great pitcher. And today was one of his nine. He don't miss too many pitches in the strike zone. So he was good.
So you get the hit tonight, but not a lot of runs. Do you feel like this last week with this team that things are starting to come around playing the way you guys thought you could?
That's part of the game, you know. We got some rough start on the season. Now we got some wins, some game. He a little better. Pitch a little better too. So it's a long season. So the only thing we can control is play hard and try to win some games. That's it.
The Royals will look to rebound on Wednesday when Jason Vargas takes the mound against the Yankees.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.